right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking with my earlier guest, and we didn't get a chance to get into it. But, you know, I was asking him about his thoughts, Dr. Michael Rosen. And I was asking him about his thoughts on who would you rather see win the Republican, election for governor to run against nomination, to run against Governor Tony Evers. And I thought about it, and part of me said, no, man, I want to see. Now, I don't want to see Rebecca Clayfish win. I mean, do it really matter? I mean, six on the one hand, half a dozen on the other. Do I really care whether it's Tim Michaels or Rebecca Clayfish to run against Tony Evers? They're just the set different wings of the same bird. They're going to do the exact same thing, whether it's Rebecca Clayfish again or Tim Michaels. They're going to carry out this assault on people in this state they want to pay back, you know, Governor Evers. They have never accepted the fact that Scott Walker is no longer the governor of the state of Wisconsin. People had enough of him. Had 8 years, and he was trying to, you know, weasel his way in for another four. People had enough of him, and they jettisoned him and got him and Rebecca Clayfish out of Dodge, which is what should have happened. And now Governor Evers has been there for 4 years. He's comfortable in the seat. And so Republicans are trying to marshal all the forces that they can to get back control over the state government. They already have it from the legislature perspective, but certainly, can you imagine what would have been done, what they tried to do, that Governor Evers was able to block? You know, and had Governor Evers not been able to block what's in their minds, where the state would have been? We already know where it is. But can you imagine how much further in the dung heap the state of Wisconsin would be if there was no Democrat who's able to fend off what the conservatives have in their minds? Now, the question becomes, and I kind of posed it to Dr. Rosen, and he said something to me that made me stop and think about, yeah, you know, what he's talking about makes sense. He said, I would rather that Rebecca Clayfish wins, because if she wins, the Tim Michaels supporters, when it comes time, in the end, to vote, you know, for whoever the person is going to be that's going to challenge Governor Evers, that the Michaels people, the Trump's people, are going to not vote. That's a good chance, a better chance that they won't vote in protest because of all the mud that Rebecca Clayfish and her people have slung towards Tim Michaels, that they won't vote, which certainly makes it easier for Governor Evers to retain this seat. What say you? 844-967-2789. I think it makes sense. The harsh feelings that Rebecca Clayfish and her camp have garnered and mustered up to attack Tim Michaels, they're not going to forget that. And it's not going to go easy, you know, knowing that Republicans, you know, carry grudges, no question. And so they watch what Rebecca Clefish has said and done to expose Tim Michaels as an outsider, as somebody who's enriched himself from government. And you think they're going to be excited to vote for Rebecca Clefish? The answer is no. That's going to be Republicans because he's been endorsed by Donald Trump, and Trump's going to tell him clearly not to, to vote for her. And because they're not free, many of them, and don't have their own minds and don't think independently, they're going to follow the line that's already been placed out there for them by their fearless leader, Donald Trump. So I'm pulling for Rebecca Clefish to win this evening, because I think that's a guarantee that Governor Evers remains in office. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You know, that election, Robin Voss, Speaker Robin Voss, who has a challenger in Donald Trump and former Supreme Court, State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, have all but stuck a knife in Robin Voss's back. And now, you know, you watch this implosion with the Republican Party on a state level. You watch the implosion of the Republican Party on a national level. And you say, how are these people going to be able to survive this? You know, it's one thing when they're all together beating up Democrats, but they really show how ruthless they can be, excuse me, when they go after their own kind. And that's what's been taking place over the last several months as this election moves closer to fruition. Today is Election Day. And do everything within your power. If you have not voted thus far, make sure you get out and do that. These are critical times and junctures. And we have to stop the Republican Party where it is. You can't allow it to expand any further. Least we wind up with something that we may not be able to overcome in this country. I really believe that. I don't think it's hyperbole what I'm saying. I've seen this for far too long. I know exactly what it is when I'm looking at the Republican Party. They can't hide anything from me because I've been watching them for over 40 years. You know, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe what many who don't like the Republican Party or many who don't support conservative movements, I think you need to really see them for what they are. Not all, but far too many. And not focus on and get to see it for yourself. Because that's where I think most of the dangers come from, is people aren't willing to look at, you know, again, their friends and family who are Republican. And you don't want to see that. I get it. You still love your loved one. But you can love your loved one and say to them, are you out of your friggin' mind? Don't you see what the Republican Party stands for? Listen, I'm not all in on Democrats. I'm not. But certainly, when you look at the Democratic Party next to the Republican Party, one of them needs to be fumigated, and it's not the Democratic Party. Listen, critical, critical time, critical juncture right now. And the Republican Party needs to be stopped. Needs to be stopped on the state level. Needs to be stopped on the national level. What do they control now? 30 state houses or more? That's where the action is, and that's why you need to be voting. All politics are local. Make sure you get out and vote this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Erlingham Show. We'll be right back.